A reading from the Gospel of John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my father, my brothers, and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. The Gospel of the Lord. Mary Magdalene, Mary of Magdala, is one of the patrons of our Dominican order, apostle to the apostles, as the Byzantine liturgy calls her, the very first preacher after the resurrection. Sometimes people remark on the fact that she didn't immediately recognize Jesus. He must have changed, they say. He must have looked different after the resurrection. But there's a simpler explanation than that. Just imagine that you go to pray at the tomb of someone who had literally transformed your life, and you go just a couple of days after you have witnessed that person's death. You find that the body's gone. You see somebody in the vicinity, and you probably won't immediately think, "Oh, yes, right, there he is. He's risen from the dead." And that's even though we know about the resurrection, which Mary, of course, could not have done because nobody knew at that point about the resurrection. And remember, too, that she was almost certainly in floods of tears. We've seen in the past few days, the past few tragic days, all too often we've seen women and men in Palestine and Israel expressing their grief far more openly than we do in our inhibited northern countries. Believe me, if you're a Scot like me, you're stuck with self-control and a stiff upper lip. And it may or may not be a good thing, but Mary would have reacted according to her own cultural background. And a person who's openly devastated by grief probably isn't in any condition to recognize a friend, especially one she believes is dead. But something else struck me in particular. The fact that she took Jesus for the gardener. The gospel is full of metaphors from husbandry. When Jesus isn't talking about sheep, he's talking about how to deal with weeds in your cornfield, as we heard in Sunday's gospel, or about how to look after your vineyard. He's very much a man of the soil. His remarks on the vine are particularly interesting if you're an admirer, like me, of Meister Eckhart. In every language I know, not that I know that many, but enough to make it interesting, translators have him talking about detachment. But detachment is passive. It's an attitude. It's not an activity. Where the word Eckhart actually used in Middle High German, which was his language, is Abgeschiedenheit. And that word has the same root, that Scheiden, has the same root as our scissors or shears. In effect, what he's recommending is that we drastically cut away everything that keeps us from God. Remember what Jesus said about the vine in chapter 15 of John's Gospel? I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. Well, surely that's what Eckhart was talking about. And that's why Mary was absolutely right. The man she met on that early morning was the gardener. The gardener who can make us all bear more fruit, however drastic, however painful the pruning may seem. And Mary bore fruit immediately. She went and told the disciples what she'd seen and heard. She carried the truth to them. Mary of Magdala, the first apostle.